Welcome to Pseudoephrine Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Great. We're starting our summer, and we have an exciting show today. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners today?
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, we have a patient who has scleroderma, which is a disease that characterized by hardening the skin, starting with their hands and their wrist, and their feet and ankle. The skin turned a dark grayish-brown color, and it slowly spread up, and the skin get like leathery, and the wrist and the joint become very inflexible. Sooner or later, it usually affect very young female. And sooner or later, the disease starts to go into the internal organ, the viscera, and the patient will die. In fact, many of the female will die, the patient will die as a young kid. Today we have another patient, just came into me a couple of days ago. Her problem was set up by the hepatitis vaccine. So let's get to Barbara, okay?
Okay. Welcome, Barbara, to our show.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning.
You're doing better, huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Real good. I have no pain in the back.
Fantastic.
Just a little sore from the shot.
That's normal. The soreness will go away.
Robert, first can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Oh, I'm from Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a preschool teacher.
Okay.
You're now living in L.A., is that correct?
I'm living in L.A., Los Angeles.
How long have you been in California?
For 37 years.
37 years.
Okay. And when did this, when did your when did your problem first come about?
It started May the 19th, 1999, when I took the hepatitis shot. The last one I took was a series 3 of this.
You took 3 of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The last one was the one that I got sick after.
How soon after the third one did you get sick?
2 weeks after.
2 weeks after?
Yes.
And prior to that, what kind of problem did you have?
I had, in 1992, I didn't have a problem no more than diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that as I took the shot, that I got a cold. And then I had a crook in the neck. And that lasts for a whole month. And the doctor gave me muscle relaxing, and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting a rash on my arm, on my leg first. And it itched, and the itchment wouldn't go away, no cream, nothing would happen. and my ankle was sore, and all the bones in my leg were sore. Then that cleared up, and it moved to my hand, around my wrist and my hand, and I got soles on my fingers. My hand was so sore I couldn't put it in water, and I couldn't feel, when the cold touched it, it felt like my finger was just going to fall off.
That's in 1992, you say?
No, this started in 99.
After 2 weeks after the vaccine shot,
okay.
Right? After your last shot, you got sick.
Right.
Okay. And then you put your hand in cold water and felt like your fingers were going to fall off.
It turned white, and then it started turning blue, and it was just like it's going to just fall off. I had no feelings in it. When it get like that. And that happened, and my shoulder got a rash on it. And after my shoulder got a rash on it, my face got a rash on it, and the rash stayed up until now.
How about your eyes?
And my eyes start swelling.
How soon after the shot, the eye gets swelling?
And I start having problems with my eyes. I couldn't see very well. Then my eyes start swelling. It's itched. It got red on the inside. An infection come in it.
This was 2 weeks after the shot.
Yes.
And your eyes, when I first saw you, the eyes were totally swollen shut.
Yes.
And was it like that 3 years ago?
The whole time the doctor said they didn't know what was wrong with me.
And they denied the fact that he's come from the vaccine.
Yes. They gave me medicine for my eyes and said I had glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruled that out. And then they said I had lupus and they ruled that out. And I went to the rheumatology doctor, and he said that you have scleroderma. Now, he said, don't tell anyone that this disease until I find out for sure. So I said, doctor, well, what could happen? He said, it can get worse and you can die, and then that's what really made me real sick.
Yes.
So after that, I've been seeing the doctor ever since, and my husband and I listened to this show, and he told me, Dr. Tong. And that's when I called him, and I had my first treatment, and my back was hurting so bad in my eyes that he gave me a shot in the back and put me on a machine that would put circulation to my eyes. My eyes opened up immediately, and I could see a little bit out from them.
After the very first treatment.
And your eyes have been shut for 3 years?
A year and a half.
The eyes were shut for almost a year and a half.
That's long enough.
And I have pressure on my forehead because I try to see and can't see.
Uh-huh.
And head hurts. After I had the first treatment, the headache went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had the second treatment. I have no more pain in that spot that I had in my back for the longest.
Yes.
And I feel good.
How about your joints? You know, remember your feet and your hands.
I couldn't move my feet.
Right.
And all around the ankle. They were tight.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move them. And my feet stayed cold all the time. It was just like my toes going to just fall off.
So your joints feel more flexible now?
It's flexible now. I can move it. I didn't have energy to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was depressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I cried all the time. That's gone.
So you're happier now, right?
I feel happier. I feel that I can get up.
Yeah, how about your energy?
And my energy is back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like I can get up. I can get up and clean my house now.
And how about your feet and your hand? Are they warmer or no?
They're warmer. My hands are warm. My feet are warm. I'm normal in this way now.
Much better, right?
Good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you open your eyes? Are you better now?
Okay. My right eye, I can open.
Oh.
I is still sagging the lid a little, but I still can see a little better in it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But you told me yesterday that you're going to work on my right eye a little more this time on Thursday.
Right, because
you have to work on the left eye.
Because that was the worst one. That's why you went on that one first.
Because it was painful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now I feel good. I feel that I can just get up and go. I don't feel like that I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I was too tired
Yes.
I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you can breathe.
I can breathe now.
Now, yeah. Barbara, did you stop working then after the shot, or did you continue working?
I continue to work.
Okay.
Up until now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you work when you cannot see?
Out of your eye.
You work at home?
I work.
You went out and work?
I used the eyes that I could see out.
Mm. But your eyes were so sharp. How can you see? I didn't think you could see.
I did.
Oh.
I pulled the lid up.
Gee.
I did what I had to do.
Mm-hmm. Gee, that's good for you.
I didn't give up.
Very good.
So weak and so tired out. I felt like I want to give up sometimes.
Yeah, I'm happy you came to me because now you're the kind of person that I really want to help. A lot of people are lazy. They have a little bit of a problem, then they utilize that and as an excuse to get disability for the rest of their life.
When I went into the hospital, they said I had pneumonia, but it was the same symptom. I couldn't breathe because of the lungs were filling up with fluid.
Yes.
And they wanted me to go on disability. I said, no, I can work.
Mm-hmm.
Go back
to work. Good for you.
And so she gave me 14 days off, and I went right back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, I want to make a comment. Scleroderma affects the skin. The organ that controls the skin is the lung. That's mm-hmm. why you have a lung problem.
Right.
Yeah. The organ that supports the lung are the kidney and the spleen. So you may have a lot of problem with fear in the past.
Yes.
And you did have problem because you have high blood pressure.
Yes.
For about 10 years.
10 years.
Okay. Let me just ask you one more thing before I give a little more explanation on your problem.
Okay.
How many doctors have you seen before you came to see me?
Oh, I've seen over 30 or 40.
Okay,
doctors. That's a lot of doctors.
Not only you don't get any better, you got worse.
Through emergency, I tried to find to private doctors. I would go. I wanted to know the truth. I wanted to know what. I wanted to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired of being sick. I was tired of sleeping. I didn't want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So
they give me medicine to make me sleep. I can't think if I'm sleeping.
Yes.
I can't do anything. It makes my brain lazy.
Right.
So I said, no more medicine. My husband said, no more medicine. Throw them all away and we'll go to Dr. Tom.
You have a very good and supportive and intelligent husband. And he's willing to spend the money to get your life back. And you guys are very great family because, no, you're not lazy. You want to work.
Yes.
How many treatment have you had from us so far?
How many children have I had?
No, how many treatments? Treatment have you had?
I had two treatments. And I feel good.
Yeah, almost 3 years of going to different doctors, 30 or 40 doctors, and each one guessing whether it's lupus, scleroderma, fibromyalgia, myofascial disease.
And glaucoma. What they gave you was just medication. That's all they gave you.
Medication. Mm-hmm. Couple of symptoms.
They wouldn't give me anything for the lupus, and they wouldn't give me anything for, what's the other one?
Glaucoma?
No, they gave me some for glaucoma.
Oh.
And they didn't give me anything for scleroderma.
Mm-hmm. What they can give you is only mass a symptom and actually make your liver and kidney worse.
They want to give me some radiation. They said they can do something like that.
Yes.
But I said, no, I'm not taking that.
Well, Barbara, you know, we're going to have you on our show again.
Yes.
We have more treatments with Dr. Tong.
Okay.
Good luck to you. You sound like you're well on the road to recovery.
Oh, yes.
And have a great weekend. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Barbara on the line. She's had two treatments with Dr. Tong after suffering for the past 3 years. She received the third shot of the hepatitis series, and 2 weeks later she started to develop sores all over her body. Her eyes were shut for a year and a half. She couldn't see out of it. Two treatments with Dr. Tong, and she has told you how she feels. We had another patient,
Bruce.
This was last year, May 19th, 2001, show number 34.
A strong policeman.
A police officer from Irvine. He developed also a rash on his face, all over his cheeks and eyelids, and this was after also the hepatitis B shot, I believe.
And he's smart enough now to take the second
dose. This was after the first booster shot, even.
Yeah.
And he came to see Dr. Tong. Three treatments, his rash was almost completely gone.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have some callers. Let's get to the first caller, Dia from Bakersfield. Good morning, Dia.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have a question for Dr. Tong?
I do, Dr. Tong. I just happened to run across your website this morning on my computer.
Yes.
My mother is 75 years old. The end of January, she had a back injury. She was lifting a gallon jug with her right arm. It was about waist level, clear out. Her arm was outstretched, and she was leaning to the left, pouring it out.
Oh.
And she strained her back in the low back on the right side of the spine. It's in the like the L4-5S1 area.
Yes.
And next day from the severe pain, she had a lot of disorientation. I thought she was having a stroke, so I took her to emergency. Well, stroke has been ruled out. She did not have a stroke. But she still has this severe back pain, and it's to the right. She feels like it's muscle and ligament and connective tissue injury. And also, in the past week, it started burning and aching really bad in the actual spine itself. She's had radiating pain, not radiating, but pain that's going into the right buttocks and the bursa area on the right, which she describes as like a prickling.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sensitive. It goes into the front of the thigh and down into the right groin area. And she said even putting having a sheet touch it, it's like raw skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's had several, probably about 6 or 7 acupuncture treatments, which had helped initially.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're not getting to the root cause, and we went to see a neurosurgeon yesterday, and every medical doctor we've been to see says, you know, surgery is not the answer for her.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor we went to see yesterday said they feel it's in her SI joint, and they want her to have an injection. I assume it's like,
Yeah, listen to me, okay?
Okay.
Number one, okay, how is a mother and
five, and she's was an extremely active senior citizen.
Mm-hmm. And you could have and not taking any medication before?
She was taking medicine for cholesterol, high blood pressure, and for osteoporosis, but she's been off of those for several months. The blood pressure now is normalized.
Great, and she should not
quit drinking caffeine.
Yeah, she should not take any of those medication at all, okay? Number one, stop seeing conventional doctors for her back pain. They can only ruin her. Because number one, drugs are going to ruin her. Surgery is not her answer.
Right.
And I can tell you, over 90% of the time, she'll come up with one of my treatments much, much, much better.
Especially if her health was so good.
Yeah, recently I treated a young lady, who had 3 failed back surgery, and after each surgery costs over $76,000 on average. After the first surgery, she wear a big plastic support for a whole year, and the third surgery, after that, she had a support test, a leg sprain. And I got her better even after 2 treatments. Mm-hmm. I took her with a sprain after the first treatment.
Okay, well, they're not saying back surgery is the answer, but they're talking about this injection into...
They don't know what they're doing, okay? That's to save time. They don't know what they're doing because I know what they learn because I learn what they learn.
Okay.
The pain is in the mind. The pain is in the meridians. You can only feel when you're alive. What do you lose when you die? Your mind. They don't know what the mind is. So how are they going to fix the pain? All symptoms come from the fact that your mind is not getting in your body. This is something the whole world had to learn from me. And I'm not discovering this myself. My ancestor discovered, okay? The mind is what feels. The mind, only a living person, you can meaningfully talk about symptoms. Depression, hyperpressure, diabetes, pain. It's only meaningful when you talk about it in a living person.
Right,
in a dead person, there's no mind.
Right, and she doesn't like taking, like she's taken a drug called Norco, it's an opiate. She doesn't like taking
Those
doctors will not know where to inject it.
Well, that's my concern, right? Well, we want to do an injection. She wants to heal the body.
My treatment is almost like acupuncture, except it's 50 times more effective.
Right. Injections.
Yeah, they're injections, but
you know exactly where to inject it.
But I inject acupuncture points. Mm-hmm. And each point means something to me emotionally, what's wrong with your mom, emotional trauma in the past, what she eat wrong, what are the that affects it. The regular doctor have no knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, look, give it.
Do you have our number, dear?
No, I don't. And how can we get in to see you on Monday?
Why don't you give the office a call? The number is 714-556-8664.
And we open only 2 o'clock to make appointments.
Today,
so
yes.
Call them today. Right?
Call them today.
Yeah,
right.
So it's an emergency, then they probably make an exception, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Chong, MD. Call us at 714-556-8664. Okay, our next guest is Mina. She's on the line. Let's get Mina on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mina. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Pardon me?
Where you're from and what you do?
So, I'm from San Diego.
Okay.
I'm a nurse.
Okay.
Oh, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're a nurse.
Yeah. I'm a nurse, and
how did you hear about us?
So actually, my husband heard your show on the radio, and his sister had this
scleroderma.
This bad disease, exactly, scleroderma.
Yeah. So Nina is the sister-in-law of Bita.
I'm Bita's sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yes. Tell us how much better is Bita now after she's now has 8 treatments.
Oh my God, Bita is almost good.
Exactly.
She's feeling much better. I mean, her feet are back to normal color.
Her face is pink.
Color, and it's really pink, and you know, she was losing the shape of her lips. Now her lips is back. She can see her mouth.
Yes.
You know, I think you gave her her life back.
Exactly. I know so. That's why it's exciting. No, because she could not open her mouth.
No.
Her face was dusky color and kind of black. You know, she's white, and her feet was like purple dark, and now everything turned pink.
Yeah.
So, Mina, why did you come to see Dr. Tong?
So, actually, I had a really bad case of back pain and muscle spasms around my belly and my back.
Mm-hmm.
I was in and out of hospitals for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they did all the possible tests, you know, x-rays and ultrasound and MRI and everything what you can imagine. And I was on pain medication for 2 months because all that they could do, they just want to, you know, just control the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Actually not eliminate that.
Yeah, suppress the pain.
Exactly. And I went through physiotherapy also for probably 10 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was helpful. And when my husband told me about Dr. Tong, and I said, you know, I definitely want to, you know, meet this doctor and see what he can do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, after just one session of therapy, I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm fine.
There's another thing that you had, which is no side benefit that I did for you. You were suppressing a lot of anger and frustration.
I think that was my actual problem.
Exactly.
I had so much, I had like this up and down of depression and anxiety attack and everything.
Yes.
Just the one-time session with you, Dr. Tong, I think everything came out, all the poison.
That's right.
Crying and screaming. I couldn't believe this is my voice, because when you did those injections, I'm like,
I'm releasing those anger from you. That's why you're shouting. Okay, and you do it too fast in such a short period. That's why you were crying and shouting at the same time.
Yeah.
And then that's why also the first couple of days, you have some soreness and pain and crying and stuff like that, because you're releasing it.
Right, you have to get out of your system.
Exactly.
See, after that, you feel happy. See, you have a very tough job. I worked with nurses before. You've never worked with surgeons, you even have worse problem.
Yeah.
So, you got a shortage of nurses, and you guys have a lot of work to do and a lot of pressure, and then that's why all these things choke up in you. And if you don't get out of the system, you get angry very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel guilty. You get angry at your kids, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry with my husband. I mean, our relationship was practically down. It was down the drain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After this one session therapy, I felt like that I love my husband again.
Good.
That's wonderful.
I'm not sad anymore. I'm not crying anymore.
And you have no pain?
No, I have no pain.
That's wonderful.
No.
And how many tests did I do on you?
Oh, several tests.
No, several tests? Laboratory tests.
Yeah, laboratory tests. They did blood tests.
No, how about me? How many did I do on you?
And if you just talk to me.
I just do your tests.
No.
I listen to you. I learn from the history.
You know, when you go to Dr. Tong, it's like that you meet a psychologist and a surgeon and a family member and a family.
Yes. Thanks.
And it was for me, after visiting Dr. Tong, for me it was coming back from a temple.
Yes.
Wonderful. I was mentally and physically, I was cured. That's what happened to me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
See, Bita and Sam in my eyes, I mean, this is...
Yes, yes.
Nana, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful, and we hope that other people can experience what you've experienced.
Oh, thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have one last caller, Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Tom.
Hi. You have a comment you want to say?
Yes, I do. God bless you for doing what you're doing. You have the guts to stand up. You know, I also wanted to say about the lady who had the hepatitis B.
Yes.
Listen to the babies.
Yes.
Babies get autism.
Yes.
The shots. Hyperactivity disorder comes from the shots.
Yes. Thank you.
Serious problems. And I wish people were more aware of it, not to do these things.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bob? You have healed me. Also, I had one treatment, and my back went away. I still have to come in for my knee.
Yeah.
Also, spiritually, you have helped me that way, too. I remember you said my emotions. You put that needle in my chest.
Yes.
And I went, what is he talking about? But it just healed me. It did.
Oh, good. Thanks.
But, you know, all healing truly comes from God, and He's using you as an instrument.
Exactly. And the meridian are the connection to your mind and spirit.
Okay. There are other natural healers who believe this. I have a book here from Dr. James Chappell, and he writes, harmonic dysfunction sets up vibratory chaos within the physical body as it clearly signals an impeding health challenge.
Yeah.
As this area of true cause is not the purpose of the book, when he writes this book, but he says that it's spiritually all disease and
disease
starts with the mind.
Right.
Yes, the mind is spirit,
right.
A vibration.
There are other people, Dr. Tom, who feel the same way.
Good.
And there's one issue in the natural healing community, there's a lot of other people.
Right, that's good.
God bless you in your work.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of guts to stand up against the medical community.
Thanks for calling in, Elizabeth. I mean, especially with the vaccines and everything, we're really going against the grain.
Yes. See, it's not take a lot, because you're just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for pointing it out, because Barbara's grandkids had hepatitis vaccine. And the hepatitis is transmitted by, number one, sexually transmitted, number two, using drugs. Whether the babies have a chance of exposure, either one of those, it's all a money-making scam.
Mm-hmm. Well, call us at 714-556-8664. Website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on K-Bright, AM 740. This is Elaine, say goodbye and have a great weekend.
I want to show.